So, Dr. Arnell, you were talking a lot about prices of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Those are big in growing wheat, correct?
Yeah, those are our primary nutrients. Those are our macros. So those that are needed in the highest quantity, usually nitrogen and phosphorus for Oklahoma producers are the ones most limiting.
Right now, the prices of nitrogen and phosphorus are really high.
Yeah, so we've had a definite increase in price, producers have noticed, across all of our fertilizer products as a whole. And that price isn't likely to come down anytime soon.
You kind of mentioned that farmers should stick with these high prices when planning for the next year. Can you tell me why that is?
Yeah, so as you're making your planning for the 2021-22 wheat crop and even into the further summer crops, and making your budgeting, knowing how much fertilizer budget you may have and allocating that to the proper locations, don't be hopeful on lower prices. Budget on the prices that currently are maybe slightly inflated, because I don't have really good expectations that are going to go down. Based upon why they're high, which is some new tariffs on incoming product, we aren't expecting the prices to drop soon. So it's one of those things where when you're budgeting for this year, make sure you're budgeting at the current price.
And can you be a little more specific about what exactly is making these prices so high right now?
So a petition was submitted a few months ago to apply or make the playing field more fair for the U.S. Phosphate producers. So in the U.S., the phosphorus mining companies have to go through very rigorous EPA standards, reclamation standards, very involved in the community and a lot of, so it's fairly expensive on the environmental side to produce phosphate. And so they petitioned that the international companies that were able to mine elsewhere may not have that same level of legislation and environmental concern, and so they could produce it at a cheaper scale. So it was one of those to try to level the playing field as far as cost of production. And in March of this year, it was the petition was won, and so therefore there was tariffs applied. The phosphorus come from other countries, primarily about five of them, of about 20% or greater. So that meant a lot of the phosphorus coming across the ocean was being tariffed pretty heavily, and that adds to the cost.
You talked a little bit about how wheat farmers can combat these high prices. Specifically, you talked about a product called Super U. Can you go into more detail about that?
So there's really two or three things to be looking at. One is the stabilizer. So Super U is a coated product that has a urease and nitrification inhibitor, two different loss pathways we have. So it's protecting the nitrogen. That's one mechanism we can have, is protecting the nitrogen against pathways which we might have. So if we're applying nitrogen really early and we're going to stick with that pre-plant plan, we've had a weather pattern which is conducive to loss. So putting in a nitrification inhibitor, meaning that it keeps the nitrogen in a more stable form a little bit longer, is important to protect it. If we go early with the current prices, often when nitrogen price is really cheap, those aren't as cost effective because you could just buy a little bit more, so it's not a big deal. And then in the springtime, when we're having weather conducive, warm, humid environments and urease inhibitors, it prevents us from gassing it off. But another thing that I'm really trying to push is not just the stabilization products, adding products, it's about timing. We really need to move in a grain-only system away from pre-plant nitrogen. All of our research is really indicating the move towards in season. One, we can look at the environment. We miss the fall rains and we miss those fall losses, and move to an environment that is much more conducive to plant growth and application. And it's almost always resulting in better yield and better quality when we wait, and we can get a better idea of the rate needed and apply the correct product.
So how late should farmers wait?
Definitely past the fall and into the spring. I am really comfortable with a two-pass system where you put on a shot of nitrogen, your first shot. You get a little starter up front and then put on a shot in early spring, sometime February-ish, maybe January, February. And then that'd be about 40 or 50% of your planned in. And then come back in late March and see how things are going before jointing or hollow stem and make that application. But I've got a lot of research that shows in a lot of environments we can wait all the way until jointing and put all of our nitrogen on. And it really lets us get a good opportunity with our technology like the Green Seeker and sensor-based nitrate calculator that's online and available for free to make really good nitrogen rate recommendations.
Awesome. As farmers begin to plant for the 2022 season, what's your best advice to have a successful growing season?
So with this season, my big things are soil sample. Now, know that if you need P and K, look at that cost and look at the sufficiency and see if it's worth it. But if you really need it, go ahead and invest in it. Those nutrients are very valuable for the crop and maximizing. Don't put all your eggs in one basket with pre-plant nitrogen. Year after year, we're losing it. It's not a place to be. Even with the inhibitors, it doesn't make it to the end. So you can spend more money and keep it a little bit longer, but you still lose out. Stop it. For grain only, use the enriched strip and delay until springtime applications. For grazing wheat, dual purpose or graze out, put some on pre and then top dress it in February, January, February. You're much more efficient. Your production is going to be much greater, even if the product used is cost a little bit more because UAN is more expensive than anhydrous. It's going to work out in the end.
Thank you so much for meeting with me. Again, this is Dr. Arnell with Oklahoma State University, and I'm Chelsea Stanfield for Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.